Ksivui Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksivui Bavli, Daf Ayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Beis from a base at the Mishnah beginning of the new Perek, Hamadir. Hamadir Zishtoi Mel Hanoisloi Ad Shleshim Yoim, Yamid La Parnas Yoisi Mikan Yoisi Yoitin Ksiva. If one was Madi, he forbade through a vow his wife from benefit from him. Up to 30 days he gets someone to finance her. Beyond this, he divorces her and pays the Ksiva. Chodesh Echad, Yekayim, Shnaim, Yotzi, V'yitin Ksiva. Rida says that a Yisrael, for 1 month he may keep his wife, but for 2 months he divorces her and pays her Ksiva. The Kohen is Shnaim, Yekayim, Shlosh, Yotzi, V'yitin Ksiva. For a Kohen's wife, he cannot remarry her if he divorces her. For 2 months he keeps her, but for 3 then he divorces her and pays her Ksiva. And the Gemara says, Taman Taninan, Hamade es Ishtoi, Mitasha, Hamita, V'hachad, Amahachin. The Gemara asks a question. A Mishnah taught that one who was madeh his wife from relations, b'shemah say up to 2 weeks he may stay married, b'shemah say up to 1 week, beyond that he divorces her and pays her ksuba, and here you say that he can forbid her to benefit from him up to 30 days, and he still need not divorce her. Taman b'madira megufa kufay from hacha b'madira minachasav. There he was madeh her from his body, means this is more painful for her. Here he was madeh her from his property. Can one vow not to pay his debt? He's obligated surely to feed her. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, they came into Osid leGarasha veLeten laKsuba leMa'et mizonoseha kamishein byChayiv. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina answers that since he's destined to divorce her and pay exhibitor and diminish her food, it's as if he has no obligation. Since he can uproot her right to food any time, this shows that each day is a new chiyuv, his vow preceded the chiyuv. Vatei yoshevis imontenes v'imgirish hare yafeh v'imlav yalad amazonis. The Gemara asks if she should wait, sit and wait. If he divorced her, fine. If not, he feeds her. This shows that from the beginning he was obligated. Why does the vow take effect? Kamandama imazonis ha'isha midvar teru. Second answer is it's like the opinion that feeding one's wife is not a Torah obligation. Rather, Chacham enacted that she worked for him, and feeding her is like paying a debt owed due to her labor. Ka'adot, the Tani, ain't based in Poiskin Isha Mazonis Midme Shriyas, Avnazonis, he Etzal Ba'ala Bishriyas. As the Baisa says, Beifdin does not apportion food for a woman whose husband is away from Dme Shriyas, which is money paid for Peris Shriyas, because it's like paying a debt with Shmita. But she is fed when she is by her husband in Shriyas. Means he owes her the payers themselves, and is unlike paying a debt from payers Shmita. The answer is her kapal she'ena shavu putta. The Gemara asks, they should make her like a worker whose labor is not worth a putta. Feeding her is unlike paying a debt. Rather, they enacted that she worked for him and that he feed her, but not as payment. Rather, it's like a worker who is entitled to eat, even if his labor is not shavu putta, even if it's not the value of a putta, and there's no debt. Hada amra she'en oisin oisa. The Gemara answers, and this shows that they did not make her like a worker who is not worth a putter. Feeding her is like paying a debt due to her labor. Vayamid Parnas. The Gemara asks, well, he should set up a Parnas, which is someone to feed her, and her husband will pay him. Why must he divorce her if he vowed for more than a month? It's like a Mishnah that teaches that Ploini is Mudah Anami, he says it may not benefit from me, and he does not have what to eat. I don't know what I will do to help him. He sets up a parnas. Rishus b'yad isha loyma efshi lesparnas ma'acha elam elam bali. The answer: the woman has the right to say, "I don't wish to be financed through someone else, rather through my husband." V'atanina hamishar es ishtoy aladish lish. The mission taught one who feeds his wife to a third party. The answer is here, that Mishnah is when she accepted to be fed to a third party, and here our Mishnah is when she did not accept. Anyone asks, well, if she didn't accept, even for 1 day he should not set up a parnas, he divorce her and pay the ksuba. The answer is she puts up with him for 30 days, perhaps he will find a Pesach, an opportunity for his vow to be permitted, a reason to consider it a mistake, which will Chacham will thereby be allowed to use to permit. Shmuel Amar b'Madira Shloshim Yoim Rav Madira La'olam miyad yotzei v'yitein ksuba. Shmuel says Amish discusses one who vowed for 30 days, but if he vowed forever, immediately he divorces her and pays the ksuba. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Avina, v'shem Rava, afilu medira la'olam galgalef imay la'majoyim, shem ayim se pesach la'dindroi. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Ravina, quoting Rav, so that even if he vowed forever, he puts up with him for 30 days, perhaps he will find a pesach for his vow. Yistanatani la'majoyim, yistanatani, ad la'majoyim. Some teach 30 days, and some teach until 30 days. Mandama shloishim mesayel l'rav, mandama ad shloishim mesayel l'shmul. One who teaches 30, he supports Rav because the vow was forever and she puts up with him for 30 days. The one who teaches until 30 days, he supports Shmuel, the vow was up to 30 days, therefore she puts up with him.